USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world.
We slowed up. We stopped investing in ourselves. We risk losing our edge as a nation.
During a speech in Hull, Michigan, the president adding the United States has taken its foot off the gas. Biden making a big pitch on his top items, including his $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the much larger $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Kyle Rittenhouse wants an expert self-defense witness to testify at his murder trial next month. Lawyers for the Illinois teen who shot and killed two rioters during a police protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year say Rittenhouse feared for his life. The judge in the case indicated previously he may allow the expert's testimony, but it may be limited. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The debt ceiling still a big topic of discussion on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, calling out Republicans for not wanting to raise the debt ceiling, which could cause the country to go into a major financial crisis.
Republicans seem intent on seeing the U.S. miss out on its payments for the first time ever. They seem perfectly at ease telling the American people, including our active military, our Social Security recipients, and all those who rely on Medicare, that they are unequivocally the party of default.
Democrats could raise a debt limit without any Republican support. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is blasting the Attorney General for cracking down on supposed threats made against teachers and school officials. Merrick Garland saying a task force will be created to figure out how best to prosecute those types of crimes. This comes after several contentious school board meetings across the country over mask mandates and critical race theory.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Reaction continuing to come in after left-wing activists harass a senator.
During a visit to Arizona State University on Sunday, Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema was harassed by a group of students over her opposition to the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Sinema was cornered by students while entering the bathroom. One of the students stood outside the stall videotaping while demanding her support to the massive social spending bill. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News says socialist Democrats are playing with fire.
The big government socialists are desperate, and that's what you're seeing is a desperation, which I think the rest of the country is beginning to react to, and that's why you're getting these chants in football stadiums and at Talladega. The average American is fed up with being browbeaten by a bunch of crazy left-wing radicals.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury selection is underway in Florida in the battery trial for the confessed Parkland school shooter. Nicholas Cruz is facing up to 15 years in prison if convicted of attacking a jail guard in November 2018.
This is not the Parkland shooting, the Douglas shooting case. This is not that. The case that we are here for today, again, I'm going to repeat, stems from an incident or an altercation that occurred at the Broward County Jail.
Judge Elizabeth Shire questioning dozens of potential jurors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.